Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name's Jake Smith, and I'm in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house, joined by my little mate from a few grades below. It's bloody Peter James. How are you, buddy?
I'm very well, Jacob. How are you?
Good, good. I'm getting that fucking intro down pat, aren't I?
I think you've only fucked it once since we've been back, and yeah. I believe I was trying to make you fuck it, so I won't hold you entirely accountable. You've done a very good job.
Thank you. Well done, mate. I have to look all the... I can't... If I see your little face and you make a little micro movement, stick your little tongue out of some shit, I'm gone. It's all gone. Yeah.
We're back. We're back in the shed. Absolutely. You're still, you know, the head's good. The head's right. The head's much better. You're doing very well. This festival, Good Chat Comedy Festival, is kicking along in fine form. Mm-hmm. Doing very well. Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're doing so well.
Thank you so much.
I'm proud of you as your friend.
Thank you.
Now you say something nice.
So we've got a guest today, which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
We do have a guest. Listeners, you might notice there's another name in the title and is a returning guest. It's Angus Gordon. How are you, Angus?
Hello. I feel a little bit like the social worker from Child Services. Who's As here to make sure that Pete is actually okay. Yeah. The stuff you showed me already, not on. What? Not on. What do you mean?
Key listeners,
what do you mean?
Last time we already got you on where we almost tricked you into saying a slur. Yeah.
This is worse. Yeah. This is actually worse.
So why don't you describe what you're looking at there?
While we started recording, Jake opened it up to the fuckedest page in the magazine, of which we haven't even spoken about on mic before. And I don't think
I think we briefly discussed at the start of last week's episode, but we can't.
Oh, well, that's fine. So Naked with Children, right? It's this two-page spread.
And it's got the same font as Married with Children, the 1990s sitcom.
Yeah.
This real went to
Peggy!
Yeah. Super duper rough. Actually can't even describe it, what's going on there, but it's super fucked, hey? Like, that is insane.
Yeah. So we're not going to do that, obviously, but we haven't decided which article that we are going to do today. So let's have a little peruse. What do we need to
now,
speak
I,
on?
I will just say here, in the first couple of pages, we did this one last week, Angus. This is about a half pint hoofers hack off hookers, and it's got blurred face ballerina girls.
What is wrong with this magazine?
That one's all right.
That one's all right.
Okay. It seems awful, bad.
Not too bad.
So this is a pornographic magazine, right? First article, children. Second article, children.
Yeah.
Third article, children.
Oh, wow.
Any kids in this one?
Yeah, no,
isn't that
no
fucking
kids.
Mental?
Yeah, that's no, but that ballerina one's not fucked up. It's just about a brothel that's right next to a ballet school, and that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still feels like you're thinking about it. Like,
yeah, you would, but you'd be thinking because you're weird.
Yeah.
I'm the weird one. I'm the weird one. That's right. Yeah, it's me. Not you guys. Oh, I've got this little funny idea. I found this child porn adjacent magazine. And I'm basing a comedy podcast around
it like that, then yeah, maybe it does sound weird.
Yeah.
But if you can look at it like an adult, it's actually very clever and artistic.
This kid's fixing the car.
You're not going to talk about this. Stop talking about the kid bits, Jake.
Why have you exposed me to this?
Because you asked to do it. Let's have a look. What do we have to speak on?
You represent
today?
James Ford McCann, a Christian.
James Donald Ford McCann to you. Now, I've got here, we could do Ask Sonia, our resident nympho. I think this is going to be good. And then we've got we've got over here Ask Sunny. Now, they've done the curse of writing so much I can't tell what's a U and what's an N there. Maybe it's just Ask Sizzly.
Ask Sizzler.
Ask Sizzler.
My cheesy bread. Well, ask Sonia. We have spoken to Sonia before in a very early episode. I don't think we've ever had a second Sonia appearance.
We could do that.
What else do we have?
The earlier one, we've done smooth operators, I think. Or have we not?
No, we've done that.
Yeah, I guess
this
so.
Has been done.
Yep. This one, Clever Kiwi Pedals Star Pedal Car, and it seems to be about a fellow who's done like a little billy cart race. And this one, it says, Fuckwit Joyriders Get Spiked by Butte Pointy Road Fangs.
Let's do that one.
You like that?
Yeah. Say that again. So it's Fuckwit Joyriders Get Spiked by Butte Pointy Road Fangs. That's great. All right, Jake, do you want to start her off?
I will. Okay. Now, it says here, a brainy Adelaide company has invented a top...
Well, there we go. There's the first issue. Oxymoron in the first title.
Because then there's quite a few oxymorons down there. They're dumb cunts.
Yes.
Because they're from a place we're not from and they're dumber than us.
High five, everyone. Yes. Adelaide. Yes. Fuck Adelaide, man. Fucking. Yeah.
And if you are in Adelaide, we'll be back at Adelaide Fringe 2023.
Yeah, it should be around February or March.
Absolutely. And we love your fine city. Now, a brainy Adelaide company has invented a top way to stop fuckwit joyriders killing someone as they hoon around at high speed in stolen cars. And that is stick big tire rooting sticks. Sorry.
Hang on.
Stick big tire rooting spikes in their road.
Nice.
I love how that's considered brainy. Yeah. Just pick up a big spike on the road. Albert Einstein over here. How can we stop car? We must stop car. It is driving out of control. How must car be stopped? Big point. Oh my God. Big point. Big point. Stop tire tryer. That way car stop. Real can't go around no more.
What a novel interpretation of the Adelaide accent. My word. Yeah, it is like the brainy way would be.
From Procragman, a man.
We've got these kids.
See artwork. We draw big spike. Wild car cannot stop no more. Whole tribe feast.
So like the brainy way obviously would be, okay, we've got these fucking kids who are joyriding, they blah, blah, blah. Brainy, all right, we need to re-educate, we need to go into schools. This is the antithesis of not fucking brainy. It says there's already been 5 horrible deaths in high-speed pursuits in South Australia as the don't care if I die joyriders try to evade the filth.
For many years, we just chased big car across plains. We chased car across plains, but it led to fiery tragedy.
So
now big spike. Big spike is the way.
Adelaide is known for many things. The Fringe Festival, the wineries, and Big Spike.
All right. It says here, it's got so bad, the police have been ordered to give up trying to stop them if there's a chance someone might get killed. How about that, hey?
Okay.
So if they've gone that fast, they're going, look, it's not even safe.
Which is PC gone mad. Ride them up their ass. If they didn't want to die, they wouldn't get behind the wheel.
It said, it says crazy suggestions have been put forward, like shooting out their tyres.
Yeah, right.
Bow and arrow. It spiked that fly through sky.
Fucking hell. So these are the crazy suggestions. Shooting out their tyres, using big nets.
Boing. We speak to fishermen.
What's the next one? It's just going to be painting a big painting a big thing that looks like the road continues.
Yeah. Giant anvil.
Yeah. We dig hole in ground and then cloth over the top. Spikes underneath.
Call Acme, need some dynamite. It says the last one, it says forming roadblocks out of police cars. Again, fucking.
These guys just watched the Blues Brothers movie and they're like, let's go.
Yeah. Crazy method, do a blues number on stage. With twin brother. It says, but all this talk is driving small Adelaide company FJM Industries freaking balmy. They say they already have the perfect way to nail joyriders. Little pun there for you. Do you want to take over from there, Peter?
Yeah, I'd like to give Angus the opportunity to have a read there. Where was it there, Jacob?
So, just after the nail joyriders.
It's road fangs. And let's be honest, they got the idea from the seeing teeth. Many big animals have big teeth. the spike, much like Big Sabretooth.
Where have you never seen a car in a tiger's mouth?
You've never.
You're a genius, yes. Scotty.
We try to get tigers to just eat car, but unintended consequence. Many villagers lost. A type of concertina grid with sharp zinc spikes that can be quickly stretched across a road and fastened on both sides. When a car travels over it at speed, the hollow spikes detach and become embedded in the tires, explains FGM spokesman Barry Pumphrey.
Barry Pumphrey?
Barry Pumphrey?
Yeah.
Wait on.
No.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. Did he decide I'm going to have also a porno name for the magazine?
Barry Pumphrey.
Isn't Barry Humphreys the guy that plays Dame Edna?
Yeah. This is Barry Pumphrey.
You're going to put sparks on the road, guys.
Oh, possums. Oh, my God.
That car's going awfully fast, isn't it? These hoons. Also, trans people. Barry, keep talking about the spikes.
You just attached the spike. No, 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 Barry. Yuck.
Sorry, what is Barry Pump? Barry Pump. That's a lie. And your name, Barry. I say Pumphrey. Sorry? Pumphrey.
No blinking.
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Pumphrey, we're pleased to announce it's a boy. Oh, well, our lovely baby boy, Barry Pumphrey.
The spikes that don't cause the tires to shred or explode, instead they cause a controlled deflation, which usually stops the car within 200 metres or so.
200 metres? Mm,
yeah.
It's not quite as quick as you would like.
No.
But hopefully it has like a nice, like the deflating noise, like a balloon going off.
Or like a balloon being pinned, like.
Yeah.
Until we're going. Well, yeah, and it goes up into the sky then as well. Bit of fun. The whole unit weighs just 20 kilos, easily fits into the boot of a car, and can be installed in just a minute or two. Which is sick to think. Like, imagine just being driving around in your car with like an spikes in the back. If I see a fucking hoon, I've got my own portable roadblock.
Yeah, this is still. I'm going to say at this point, why is this an article? Like, spike strips have existed. Surely, this is surely a primitive thing.
I think what their little innovation is the hollow zinc spike.
Oh right,
which causes the deflation rather than Cro-Magnon man's just spike, which caused explosion and can't go out of control.
Oh,
it go right.
Oh, I see.
It run into many cave where we dwell.
So, just to clarify, so the spikes actually detach from the roadblock,
yeah,
go
out
in the tire, and then I guess there's like a funnel between in the spikes, so the air can funnel out quickly.
Yeah.
That's actually not too bad, Barry Pumphreys.
Yep.
I had the
done
idea.
It again, bumpers.
I get the idea for watching porno magazine. Where strap-on can be detached.
Oh, Barry. Go on, Angus. You keep reading.
5 years ago, an SA company imported one from Pommyland and gave it to the National Police Research Unit at Marsden in Adelaide, which tests all gear meant for sale to police forces around Oz. They tested it extensively and recommended it for deployment, Barry said. However, high-speed chases weren't common then, and interest in the device petered out. They really stressed the word petered, like.
Do they capitalize it?
Do you reckon they did capitalize. These joyriders is like an inside job by the manufacturing company. Like, they bring the technology to Australia. The police are like, yeah, but everyone drives real sensibly around here, so I don't see the need. And then the company's like, all right, some kids, you want some pocket money?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, who knows the street?
We've found a little bit of
inside the train from Big Spike.
We don't care if five teens have to die.
We're selling spikes.
We bought the spikes already. It's a pump and dump scheme.
Live by the spike.
Die by the spike.
It's a hollow spike. I put one in your heart. You won't even notice that you're deflated for 200 meters. It's the perfect crime.
The old expose on Big Pumphreys.
On Big Pumphreys. Pumphreys will never go free. Now that chases are a friggin' huge problem, there should be a big demand.
All right.
What are you, Peter?
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, it's a quote. We teed up local manufacturers to produce all the necessary parts, and we were ready to go into production a year ago, Barry went on. In January, FJM were asked to quote a price on a dozen units. It seemed like a formality before the road fangs would be seen in service. Oh, it seemed a formality. As it turned out, the same sort of device had been used by police in New Zealand during the last year, with a 100% success rate.
Oh,
so, as you said, already existing product.
Yep.
It's been used in 12 pursuits and stopped all but one of the stop. That's not 100% at all. 100% success. 12 and we got 11 right.
Yeah, but those 11 were 100%.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But this is very nearly 100%, so I'm very genius.
Brainy.
Stopped all but one of the stolen vehicles in double quick time, said Barry. One car did manage to continue for 3 kilometres, but it could only do 20 kilometres an hour.
It sounds like the start of a math problem. One car could only do 20k for 5 Yeah, go on.
With 16 spikes in the tyres, how much kilometre per hour slower is the car now with 16 spikes than it was
without spikes? Mr. Pumphreys, I don't understand the question.
Why do you have all those apples in your hands?
We can't be sure if it was the spikes or the fact they were driving through Adelaide's largest shopping centre just doing laps.
The New Zealand police apparently have over 100 in service now. FJM expected to be flooded with orders. We can manufacture the units for around $1,000 a piece, a drop in the ocean in the overall police budget, but we're told the funds aren't available and keep getting the runaround from the Emergency Services Service Minister's office.
Do you think FJM stands for Fang Junior Motorists?
he's very good. He is good. to make matters worser.
Yeah, worser.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's written. It's a word.
It's always written. The minister's office is now talking about trialling the New Zealander version of the device. It's exactly the same as ours, said Barry. In any case, the device was thoroughly tested 5 years ago and was shown to work. We've been stuffed around so much, we're at our wits' end.
Right. And what's this here? Hold on. It says the excellent late flashy news flash. The South Australia have announced they intend to get 20 sets of road fangs, so joyriders, watch your asses. There you go.
Okay. So they've done it.
They've done it.
So there was a whole article saying that they're not getting it.
And I see the spikes. Yeah, have a look at the spikes. They are hollow. See that? So they really let the air out very quickly. That is pretty brainy, actually.
That's so freaking blainy. That's so blainy.
You know what was great about that article? We're only halfway through. We've got time for another one.
Oh. Let's do it.
Now. Wow. Naked with kids. Naked with kids.
Oh, put clothes on, little one. Yeah.
Many predators, not just wolf.
So we've got Clever Kiwi Pedal Star Pedal Car, but that's very, very car-y.
Give us a rude one.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
You'd want a rude one. You'd sure. love a rude one. We all love rude stuff.
Are you... Okay, yeah, I'm...
We've definitely read that one.
Smooth Operators. Yes. Okay, all right. Let's. We've got Ask Sonia.
The Resident Nympho.
Yeah, we're doing this
done.
One. Okay, ask Sonia, our resident nympho. So Sonia, nympho, right, she works there.
And so I'm imagining she sort of lives in the woods. She lures people to an untimely death. That's her kind of thing.
Oh, yes, I see. No, a nympho, not a nymph.
Okay, the O is the dangerous part.
That's an Australian.
What makes her Australian?
It's an Aussie version. Yeah. She's not the woods, the bush.
So it says here, it's essentially like a... I'll read you the prompt that they give us. It says, got a question? Maybe you've got a problem. Maybe it's in your head. Maybe it's in your trousers. Whatever, I want to hear from you. And you write to Ask Sonia at GPO Box 5201, Sydney, New South Wales, 2001, right? And then she'll...
Do you have any questions you would ask Sonia?
You got your... What are you wearing there? She's got... What are you wearing, Sonia? Have a look at that little picture. She's got one tit out. And is that an inflatable man?
Looks like it. Do you know what I'd ask, Sonia?
What would you ask, Sonia?
I'd say, excuse me, Sonia. I have a question regarding cum. In my cum, what bit of the cum has more sperm in it? The white bits or the red bits? That's what I'd ask, Sonia.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Would it be the white bits?
By the co-host.
Or the red bits.
Or the red bits.
The amount of times that you talk about having blood in your cum.
It's a joke. And I like doing jokes.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk. This first one, I'm going to read the first one, then we'll go around. It says, it looks like there's about three of them in here. So we've got these massive... Okay, here we go. Oh, wait. Fuck, we have done this one. This one's the one about the blowtorch. And the spinning dick? We did this one.
This is a long time ago.
Shit.
Yeah, okay, well, fuck off, Sonia.
Okay. How about ask... Yeah, ask Sonny.
So what's the difference between Sonia and Sonny?
Well, Sonny's our porno pal. And this one's the resident info. So apples and oranges.
So amateur versus professional.
Yes, essentially. This one just loves rooting.
Yeah.
This other one's roots for cash.
Yeah. Do you know lives to root, roots to live.
Yeah. Says, and this one's a completely different prompt. Like, this is completely different. It says, if you've got a question, you want to ask Sonny, send it in and we'll pass it on because that's just the sort of people we are, right? To ask Sonny, completely different to Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
These ones should be more professional questions about like lighting setups, you know, like
Thing. What aperture do you use on a DSLR for a porno film?
Oh, I can already tell this is going to be fucked. All right, here it says, this one says, Jake's no joke. It says, I think your article in the Picture magazine was just super. Now, where can one buy...
It's definitely not you. It's a compliment.
Absolutely. Well,
if this was you writing, it'd be like, hey, Sonny. Fun little article, you dumb. It's Jake here from Good Chat Comedy Club. I That's what yours would have said.
And that's the edit point there.
No.
Now, what a quotable. So I think your article in the Picture magazine was just super. Where can one buy the video of you rooting Jake Steed? Oh, so it's the porn star. What is the name of the film? I just think it must be near impossible for a girl with your trim figure to be able to take a 14-incher.
Oh. Big spike.
How do we slow a woman down?
Hollow.
She and doesn't get further than 200 meters.
Yeah.
Slow deflation.
100% success rate.
11 out of 12. It says, keep up the great work. An admirer, no address.
Ooh.
Smart. And she's responded here. She says, I have a number of scenes with Jake Steed, but I don't know which of the videos have been released here in Oz. But you may want to look up the past copies of the picture for the adverts from various video companies in Canberra and Darwin for Heather Hunted or Slip of the Tongue, as the titles of the things. And during July... from my own production company, Sonny McKay Productions, GPO Box 5, blah, blah, blah. You'll be able to get Sonny McKay's USA collection, Cream Dreamin', in which I have two scenes with Jake. There you go. So that's, I got off pretty lightly on that one.
Cream Dreamin', is that like Grease Lightning, but different?
In your like porno reading, has Darwin come up as a sort of a Australian porn hub often?
Yeah, well, Canberra and Darwin are the only places that you can buy X-rated pornography in Australia.
Okay.
So you can't buy X-rated pornography in Queensland. However, this is a little loophole. So what a lot of the porn shops up here did is they, you could rent, right? But to rent is like, hey, how much to rent this DVD? And they go, that'll be $30 to rent it. They go, when do I have to bring it back? And they go, it's an indefinite rental period.
Yeah.
But you are renting it and we own that. So
it's a 99-year lease.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. That. So it's a fucking genius loophole. But before
that is very brainy.
Yeah, that's big brainy. Very brainy indeed.
Cro-Magnon man, he draw picture on wall. You chip out picture, you don't own, you bring back to cave.
So, yeah, that's back in the day. I remember, so you'd have to go to Canberra, you get a legal fireworks and porno. In Darwin, you could do the same thing.
But you can also do, it's not fireworks, it's like croc tours and pornos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
and the magazines come with a great croc skin cover. The texture is divine.
Hey, what are those spikes in the croc's mouth?
It's ribbed for the predator's pleasure.
So, this is the second of the three... oh, no, more about Jake.
More about Jake.
No, well, you continue on more about Jake.
Thank you for the invitation to ask you some questions. Now, firstly, when Jake Steed was riding you, how far in did he go? Two, how long did he stay in? And three...
He was 14 inches. He put 100% in 13 inches.
How long did he... what do you mean, how long did he stay in? What do you mean?
Per pump?
Yeah, like, is that how long
before he came?
Shit. You know, but like, what's it? okay, how big was it? Okay, hold on. So he said, how far in do you go? So like, this guy's got 14-inch dick, so did you go the whole way?
Length.
And then how long was it in there for?
That's time.
Is that a thing? Like, have I been rooting wrong? Are you meant to leave it in for a bit?
Yeah.
Because isn't it the...
You got to let it marinate. That's what I've heard. It's
no,
like
but there's...
And then you put it in the fridge overnight.
Surely
it... And then you let it rise, the natural yeast.
But surely there's always emotion, right?
And then immediately, put it on the plate, let it sit.
A motion, not emotion. That's
right.
Never that. Always a motion. Wait, who just goes, right, that's in?
All isn't 14? That a Mormon thing called like soaking?
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, it's like a loophole to get away with like premarital sex.
Soaking?
They call it soaking. You just enter, but you don't pump. You do no Barry Pumphreys.
Barry Pumphreys.
But what they do is they get like, they get off the top bunk and then they have like their friends underneath the bunk, like pushing it up and down.
To so create natural.
So it's like, I'm not moving. The world is moving around me.
Have you not read about this? Soaking. No. Yeah, it's soaking. Sick.
Let's have a Google of that immediately.
But it's just, even though, I mean, I know we're getting off topic here, but like that is, seems like just, if you're, if that's is such an elaborate sin.
Yeah.
If you have to go that to that extremes not to be sinning, you're sinning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. But I love it. I love religions where it's about finding ways to trick God. Do you know what I mean? Where he's just like, you got me.
The man that created everything is like, fuck, what's... That's well, not... I don't know. That seems all right.
Like, you write down the rule, but if you can find a loophole, he's just got to be like, ah, fair play to you.
As in, like, I would be so much more disappointed if I... So, God, our Father, right, is looking down and be like, if I saw... Oh, look at this couple. They're in love. But, hey, there's no wedding thing. Ring. Well... Look at them making love. And over here, we've got this guy lying prone inside a woman while their fucking housemate kicks the bunk bed. You'll all go to hell.
Went to the Step Brothers School of how to room. So much room for activities. I've just Googled Mormon soaking on incognito, obviously. And how's this for the most 2022 fucking news article of all time? It's on ABC. .net.au.
I just don't believe anything. He's fucking
What is soaking? The Mormon sex practice that's gone viral on TikTok. Do you guys get many hits on your TikTok? No.
Do you reckon when they
am
the door to door, they like that's one of the first things they bring up. Like you might be worried about you can't have premarital sex. In this leaflet, we explain.
Yeah, they go, hey, it tells you Mormons we don't want to come. I don't want you knocking on my door again. Well, actually, I just held my hand there and my friend here kind of pushed me into the door. And the fact that you answered is a coincidence.
We call it stomping.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, okay.
So moving on. Big ambitions. I am a size 16 woman and want to know whether there are big people featured in X-rated videos. What size is the largest person you have ever worked with? This is a fantasy of mine. Every so often, when I have to go to our local corner shop, I see the owner standing in the back of a truck with the driver ordering goods for his shop. I start to imagine what it would be like to jump in the back with them and fuck till we've all had enough. Oh, what would it be like to get in the back there and fuck until enough has been had?
Until we're all like, I'm done.
Not to finish.
Enough.
Until we've had enough.
Get off. I'm sick of this.
It should have just been said, I start to imagine.
Fuck, rack off.
Getting out of here. We've got more stops to make in this van.
It should have just said, I start to imagine what it'd be like to jump in the back until fuck till we're all out of breath. That seems like what it'd more be like.
Yeah.
Each time I imagine this, I look thin. What? Oh, she made me in a fantasy. Oh, come on.
Oh, 16's not even that big either.
Come on, BM Woodcroft.
Okay, well, let's hope it gets a bit nicer. I'm sorry.
That's very upsetting. Each time I imagine this, I look thin. So I'm not game to do it because I'm big and it would worry me what they would think of me. A bit scared, no address. Oh, no, this is now Sunny speaking. A bit scared, no address. Oh, no, sorry. That's the name of the person they've written in there. Again, haven't given their name. Yep. So a bit scared, no address.
Gotcha.
Now Sunny says, I haven't worked with any large ladies in my career, but in America, there certainly is a demand for the fetish viewers. Fatliners and fatliners too.
Fatliners?
God. Both feature large stars, with the lead in Fatliners being a woman of approximately... 180 kilograms.
Sorry?
I'm going to say that again.
Sorry. I just had a friend of the show, Nick Cody, called me. I was distracted, yes.
180 kilograms was the size of the woman in Fatliners. It's quite large.
That's pretty big. That's not crazy big, though.
180, that's pretty big. That's getting close to 180.
That's me holding Pete.
Yeah. That's like
you wouldn't want to fuck
the
that.
The size of those, like, the strong men, they're like 180 kilos and they're like 2 meters tall.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
It's hefty.
Yeah.
So 180 kilograms, which, you know, I'm sure she's still beautiful. Sonny says, I think this was gross. Fuck. I think this was gross. The crew told me the poor lady had to have help just to move from lying down on the bed to sitting up. But hey, the video showed her having fun. And at the end, she even sings when the fat lady sings.
Oh my God. Hey,
but getting onto your fantasy.
Shit.
Fuck me.
Yeah, anyways, this fucking also, big gross pig.
You're exactly the same as this person clearly being exploited, and yeah. Even though you're a seemingly regular size woman.
Oh, God.
Bloody hell. But getting onto, bracket, nice. Or into your fantasy, not fantasies nice. Are just that, a part of your mind, and should be followed up only if they will enhance your being. If you believe you are big and would not be attractive to the store owner than the truck driver, then go out to the gym and lose some weight.
Oh my God. Yeah. The 90s were a different time. You know what I mean?
That is what we're learning more and more every episode. How about, could you imagine that being published today?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm big. No, now big is beautiful. And, you know, body positive. Oh, well, maybe you don't want to be such a big fat pig. Get on the treadmill. What do you, that's fucking obscene to publish.
On the other hand, says, if you truly want to jump in the back with them and fuck, then do it. I'm sure the guys will respond to the situation, especially if they are... Oh, boys, do I have a little sentence for you I'd like to say out loud.
Yeah. All right.
Into a microphone for a podcast.
Okay, give it to me. Yeah. Okay, go.
Okay, so on the other hand, if you truly want to jump in the back with them and fuck, then do it. I'm sure the guys will respond to the situation, especially if they are from a Mediterranean background. as Greeks and Italians love bigger women.
I'm shaking my head really hard. Oh,
just
like
the mummy used to fuck.
Oh my God. Oh my
Oh my God.
Oof moron.
Oh, that is real spicy. Oh, maybe they'll like it if they're fucking hell. Alright, hold on. I can't believe that's written. Okay, last one. Do you want to read it, Angus? Or
sure.
Please.
Fuck, it's a big one.
You got a big old chunky chunk of a read here.
Oh, you good. Are going to have a cracking time there. So from that one, and it continues up here.
This part of the page is so big, I think it's gross and should go to the gym.
Well, clearly, you'll not go Greek or an Italian. Because in that case, you would love it. Because that's the unfair stereotype.
Uh-huh. I ought to be in pictures. I would... first like to say how wonderfully sexy you look in your movies. Given half a chance, I would love to be a full-on R-rated movie with you, but sadly...
Sorry, I'd love to be in a... This is a kid. This is an 8-year-old kid. First of all, wonderfully sexy, okay? Now, me, an adult man...
Just finished drinking a great northern beer.
Yes, Timmy Pumphreys, okay? Now, I'm here, and I'd like to say I'd love to be in a full-on R-rated film. Also... R-rated is not the full-on version. A full-on one, but we can't ever show Penny. Go on.
But sadly, this could never happen. really, unless you have an answer to my following problem, to my riddles 3. 1. What goes into the...
What goes into the tire?
But never deflates.
Okay.
I'm an avid viewer of R-rated videos, but have wanted desperately to be in them. My problem is that I got married recently, and my wife is pretty straightforward. She is not willing to try anything with other partners, such as wife swapping, orgies, etc. While I, on the other hand, enjoy the thought of sex with other people. So my question is, how do I get her to change her mind and way of thinking so that both of us can start to enjoy the delights of other people?
Whoa. How do I trick my wife? Hey, advice column that's going to be published. How do I... trick my stupid wife.
I also love that it's just like, I would definitely be fucking you in an R-rated movie if it wasn't for my bloody wife.
who I recently married. Not even like I've been married for 20 years. I just fucking put a ring on this stupid cunt.
I brought up Audrey's, etc.
Wife shopping, Audrey's. And the rest.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. It doesn't need to be said in a public forum.
Like, I obviously know what they are, but you say a few just to see if
prove to me that you know what they are.
You know what they are.
And also, I or both of us might star in an R-rated video. So he also wants to get his wife to be in pornos as well.
Okay. She doesn't want to.
She does not want to.
Okay, well, I think that's the answer there.
Yeah.
Like, that should,
that's it,
so
basically.
I think we can agree that is what it should be. She, Sunny, should say, well, that's gross, and your wife said no, so that's enough. Obviously, that's what she's going to say.
Oh. Well, it seems, I'm looking, it looks like she says a lot.
Yeah. Oh. One more thing.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Do you have to be as thin and as great looking as you do in these movies? Because although I am not obese, I wouldn't exactly call myself thin.
All right, so this is big.
Okay, so there's a sort of theme of people not being very body confident in this issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or very body confident, but then also still have self-doubt.
Yeah. Mm.
B.M. Woodcroft, South Australia.
Yeah.
Billy Madison.
It is Billy Madison, yeah. Mm-hmm. I recently married my wife as part of a way to inherit my father's hotel chain.
They made a film about it, starring Adam Sandler.
Initially, she would sort of striptease so I could learn grade 8 maths.
Badden Bentler. I was trying to do the puzzles. Oh, I'm upset with myself.
Pumphreys.
Thank you for your very nice words. With regard to your wife-swapping orgy type fantasies, firstly, may I stress that if you want to stay married, treat your wife's beliefs with respect.
Oh,
well
Sunny!
Well done. Now, I think it's probably early days to celebrate.
Oh, there's still quite a lot.
Yeah. Unless your wife's a fucking Mediterranean. Oh, Sunny, no! You can't trust them. Yeah, go on, sorry.
But it is perfectly okay to try and have her change her mind gradually.
Oh, okay.
You know?
No, yeah.
You can break a rock with a sledgehammer or a million drops of water. It's up to you.
Fuck.
Start by having her share your avid viewing of sex videos. Get her snuggled up with you on the lounge with a good bottle of wine or liqueur and with a good artsy type video to begin with, such as Secrets or House of Dreams.
Ooh.
If this is with
your... I love her about fucking limoncello when I sleep down, yeah?
Also, how do you think this is going to go? Like, she's like, date night, you got the wine set up, you got a bit of cheese, and then you just put on a porno. She's like, fuck you.
This is sweet, honey. You've literally never done anything like this before. This is like... Oh, fucking hell, Graham. Fucking hell.
My house of dreams is where you stop making me watch pornos. Okay. If this, with your gentleness, doesn't get her going, then forget ever trying to convince her to go further. If things go the way I would hope, you and her would have an enjoyable night together. Introduce her to some three-way videos. Probably boy, girl, boy would be appropriate. I enjoy my scene in Scarlet Fantasy. But if you would like a storyline type video made especially for the couples market, try one of my new releases, Sunny McKay's USA Collection, Catalina 69, and Sunny McKay's All-Girl Series, Carnal College.
She sounds like fucking Troy McClure from The Simpsons. It does. You might remember me from such films.
There is a lot of self-promotion in this. If you use these movies as you should, she may just relax her pretty straightforward attitude. Next, you should invite a special close friend, male or female, according to your wife's response to the sexy videos you have been watching together, or just drop by at a prearranged time with you are just watching a video. If she's truly turned on by the
time. Oh, don't mind me. Just having a mass.
Do you want a cup of tea? Just put the kettle on. He's just sort of... If she's truly turned on by the time the person arrives, she should be relaxed enough to continue watching the tape. Eventually, have the guests join in. You're now on your way to enjoying other people's company in your sex life, but take my advice, swapping is not on. Enjoy other people in your life by enjoying together, always. A marriage is built on both trust and respect. Treat your wife's wishes in this way, and I'm sure things will go the way you want them to.
Oh. Wow. I think
that's real up and down.
Yeah, you really just should treat your wives with respect. I think that's the take-home message from Sonny.
So,
but also, here's my back catalogue if you want to buy some more pornos.
Well, yeah, thinking,
look,
hey,
mate, it's not going to fucking happen.
First of all, you need to treat your wife. She said no. However, here's how you change your mind gradually. All right, so you trick your friend and her into getting boozed up and rooting each other, but you can never swap. That's immoral. You need to respect your wife.
Anyways,
I hope you get someone else to root your missus for you. Anyways, respect her. What? Cunt?
Fascinating.
We just got a little excerpt from The Swinger by Machiavelli. A guide to manipulating your wife into having a threesome.
You know, I bought that book last night.
Yeah.
The Prince, Machiavelli.
Well, you're a big fan of Mediterranean culture.
Absolutely. That's the only thing I like about Machiavelli.
All right, boys. That was fun.
That was fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm super barred up.
Nice work. Angus, thank you very much for coming on.
I enjoyed my time. I didn't enjoy the articles. It was kind of grotty. Made me feel that inside me...
Well, do you want to just do naked with children off mic to make you feel better?
Inside me is a dirty beast. No, thank you for having me and enjoy listening to comedy on the radio. Which is what I assume this is.
Where can people find you, mate?
You can find me on the internet as well as many great articles.
Awesome
it's
stuff.
A great resource.
Angus Gordon, the man who desperately needs a new headshot, by the way.
Mate. No, but I have a
there's
new one.
There's one on the internet.
And it's the blurriest photo in the world.
And you look like shit.
Go on my Instagram.
Oh, you got a new one?
Yeah.
How have I missed this? I thought I set up Google alerts for when you finally get one.
I like the one in the button-up shirt where you look like a real cheeky little bloke.
That's the new one.
Angus Gordon. This is engaging listening.
Yeah, well, you can just edit this out.
No, I'll leave it in. It's raw. I don't know.
Anyway,
it doesn't matter.
Well, thank you very much, Angus.
Thank you, Angus.
Thank you.
Jake Smith. Good Chat Comedy Club. Good Chat Comedy Fest is still underway.
It is. Also, today's episode's late. Sorry. Lot on. Come down to the club. We have shows every single night all the way. You do look handsome there. That's fantastic. I'll just check if you're following me back. Oh, you are. That's good. I would have brought it up. So for the whole rest of the fucking month, you can come down, except for one date when there's another show on here, but it's not for me. You come down and see comedy every night. So bloody go to goodchatcomedy.com and come support the arts in Brisbane. Now, Peter, what can cunts who are listening now do up in Cairns?
If you're in Cairns, you know the deal. Laughing Art Comedy every single Monday night. Go along.
Yep.
On a 6-month sellout streak. By the time you listen to this, the next act will be Takashi Wakasugi.
Ooh.
Headlining that lovely show. Angus, God bless.
God bless.
Well done.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.